Yeah, playing music as brothers has been awesome. We all started playing music at pretty young ages. I think we were all around, gosh, fifth grade or so. So having grown and developed as musicians and having lived under the same roof for about 20 years now, I just kind of felt natural to bring it all together and to start making our own music. We didn't hear anyone in our area playing what we wanted to hear, so we just decided to do it ourselves. And being so familiar and comfortable with each other, I think it's really helped us out and really led to closer collaboration and a better product overall.
Yeah, it's interesting because even though we haven't always been necessarily playing in the same types of projects, we've always kind of been exposed to what each other was doing musically. So I think, like Andrew said, that definitely lends a cohesive quality to what we're doing, and that especially I think comes out in the live shows. But growing up, we have always had the post-rock thing in common with bands like Caspian and This Will Destroy You, but honestly, growing up, we listened to pretty different things. I think Andrew would say that he was more into jazz and jam styles, whereas I was definitely more into acoustic music and folk music. And Steven was always into more electronic-oriented stuff. So those kind of mishmashes, I think, come together in what we're doing in The Sound of Rescue, and it kind of keeps it fresh for us, so it's nice.
Well, I guess I started playing drums because being the younger brother, I always wanted to be different than Michael and Andrew. And so naturally, me being the drummer, I started getting really into really beat-driven music, kind of like DJ Shadow or even house, trancey, progressive stuff. And so that interest in really beat-driven structured music, when that collided with Michael and Andrew's more ambient, melodic kind of taste, it really sealed the framework for what would eventually become the Sound of Rescue.